USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea has returned the remains of dozens of American soldiers killed in the Korean War. The White House says a U.S. Air Force plane carrying the remains, accompanied by U.N. service members and technical experts from the POW MIA accounting agency, arrived at a South Korean airbase today, and a formal repatriation ceremony is scheduled for the 1st of August.
Well, I've apologized a lot. It's been 2 months.
In her first TV appearance since ABC cancels her show over a tweet deemed racist that she sends about Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, Roseanne Barr says, it was supposed to be purely political.
That is a tweet about asking for accountability from the previous administration about the Iran deal, which Valerie Jarrett is the author of.
That from Hannity on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
There are reports that President Trump's former personal lawyer claims that then-candidate Trump knew in advance of a meeting with Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. A number of news organizations saying Cohen did say Trump approved going ahead with that June 2016 meeting involving his son Don Jr. at Trump Tower. Some U.S. House conservatives backing off their efforts to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, but saying they will reboot their efforts if he continues to refuse to turn over documents concerning the Russia investigation. And others could be at risk.
North Carolina Republican Mark Walker says Rosenstein isn't the only one at the DOJ that they're after.
Our focus has been more frustrated with the Attorney General rather than it has been Rosenstein.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is not behind the move to impeach Rosenstein.
That's USA's Rick Vincent. President Trump commending Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones for telling his team's players they have to be on the field when the anthem is played, and they must stand for it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A deadly wildfire in California that blew up last night continues to move towards the city of Redding, the 29,000-acre car fire, killing a bulldozer operator who was working to create a fire break. That fire jumping the Sacramento River, moving toward the city that's home to 92,000 people, the California Governor Jerry Brown declaring states of emergency in Shasta County, where the car fire is burning, and down south in Riverside County as well. A federal judge in New York is allowing a lawsuit against the Trump administration to proceed. The suit could keep a citizenship question off the 2020 census. U.S. federal judge Jesse Furman denying a motion by the Trump administration to dismiss the suit. The Commerce Department says it's adding the citizenship question to improve enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood says the question could cause a huge undercount that would threaten billions in federal funds and her state's representation in the Electoral College. And it's the last straw for Disneyland. The Walt Disney Company is saying it's going to ditch single-use plastic straws and stirrers at its locations around the globe by the middle of next year, while reducing the number of plastic shopping bags as well. It's the latest of several companies announcing the effort to keep plastics out of the oceans because of the harm it does to sea life. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.